Hello there. This is Paige Estertori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. Here we break down the week's most important insurance news in Australia. So let's dive right in. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, has thrown considerable support behind a proposed Resilient Homes initiative in Victoria. Drawing inspiration from similar schemes in New South Wales and Queensland, the plan grew out of an intense legislative inquiry led by Chairperson Ryan Batchelor. This study returned a staggering 93 findings and 82 recommendations for a stronger system. Opportunities to build back better by reimagining flood modeling and risk management stood out prominently. The urgency of this matter is underscored by increasing discomfort over high-risk property classifications and soaring insurance costs that 130 witnesses testified about. In legal news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, known as AFCA, commanded an insurance broker to pay out $296,951 plus legal costs. Why? Well, after a fire ravaged a client's commercial property, insurer QBE turned down the claim due to some undisclosed issues. AFCA held the Community Broker Network culpable for an incomplete policy application and an inadequate property assessment, a sobering reminder of the critical balancing act that brokers must perform between thorough risk evaluation and ensuring adequate coverage for clients. Speaking of AFCA, another ruling from the authority saw a claim rejected because of evidence showing double collisions, contradicting a Hollard Insurance client's account of a single collision. The insurer leveraged forensic data from in-car technology to unearth two impact instances 11 minutes apart from each other, thus falling outside the single incident coverage of the policy. A subsequent interview revealed additional potential impacts, but scant details led to a ruling in Hollard's favor by FCK. Lastly, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has reason to worry about the transparency of professional indemnity insurance. Following market reviews of Australian financial services license holders, ASIC reported insufficient clarity about coverage and delayed claims resolution. As the market improves, with more supply and lower premiums, ASIC is considering action to rectify these gaps. As we look ahead to the updated Financial Advisors Register coming later this month, ASIC will require AFSL holders to report any discrepancies promptly. That wraps up the top insurance stories of the week. This is Paige Estertori on behalf of Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay informed, stay insured. For more details and other services, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time.